Hello, everybody. It's what day is today? It's Tuesday morning here in, no, it's Tuesday lunchtime here in France. And I'm sitting together with Rosie. Well, actually, she's in Sao Paulo and I'm here in Cleebourg. So, good morning, Rosie. How are you today?
Good morning, Frank. I'm so nice today. I'm good. I'm a little cold, but I'm okay. And I'm in the beach now. So I'm okay.
Yes, this is of course not good news for us that you are, it's a holiday in Brazil today and you are on the beach or near the beach, just north of São Paulo, yeah?
Yes.
Rosie, you are a person of many interests and many talents, sort of in the course of our conversations. You said you love being with your family, you love yoga and meditating. And you're always looking for ways to be a better person. Most interesting, you teach English, so hello, colleague. And you also teach Portuguese in a state school in São Paulo. So, Rosie, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, I'm Rosie. I have one brother and three sisters. I like yoga. I like meditation. And my family is not so old, right? My parents died some years ago. And I have some nieces and nephews. And we spend nice and fine time together. I like my job. I like the beach and take care of myself.
How many of your family are with you today on this holiday? Is it just you and your sister, or are there other members of your family joining you today?
Today, my two sisters, my older sister, my middle sister, my grandnephew, and his girlfriend.
And what are your plans for the day?
Today, when I finish my class, we will go to the beach. We spend nice time together, and then we will come back to our home because tomorrow we need to work.
Okay. All right. So
Okay.
a family at the beach. Yeah, that sounds really, really good fun. I wish I could be there. Yeah, but one day. Oh,
Okay.
okay. So you like yoga and meditation, and I have to say that many, many years ago, I tried to do some yoga classes, but I have one particular situation or one particular problem. I can't switch off my brain. Yeah, my brain goes into thinking and it says you have to do this and want to do this and tra-la-la. And when I try to meditate, well, I fall asleep instantly. Yeah. Maybe you can help me a little bit, because I would like to do some yoga. How do you practice yoga, Rosie?
Okay, I practice yoga 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. But sometimes I didn't get practice 3 times. And I think so. It's not so easy practice yoga. But in my case, I think the most important is when you try to do meditation, you need focus on your inspiration and breathing, right? If you
Breathing.
pay attention in your inspiration and breathing, maybe you can meditate, And for example, if some thoughts came in your mind, try to put this thought in a cloud, and then your thoughts go out.
Okay, all
Yeah.
right. So tell the thoughts to go away.
I think the secret is pay attention in your breathing and in your inspiration. This is the secret, I think so.
Now I think you told me or you wrote somewhere you do the yoga at home and you watch it online, yeah?
Yes.
How does that go and who do you actually Who was your yoga teacher?
His name is Rui Hicks. He is yoga teacher, he and his wife. And I like them because they are very expert in this. They studied in India for many years, and they practice yoga and meditation for a long, long, long time. And I like them because they really know what they are teaching, you know, okay. And I like them.
When you say it's online, do they have a YouTube channel or how could I find these people?
They have a channel and you can find them on Instagram and YouTube. But when I did the classes, I do by Instagram, but they have in YouTube too. So I can send them their contact.
Okay.
Try,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be good. And then you can see pictures of me standing on my head doing strange yoga positions via YouTube. But how does yoga help you?
Oh, for me, it's amazing because I can think about my behavior on during the day, and I can be. My body can be more flexible, you know.
Okay.
And for example, when you are in a situation that you were nervous, you can stop and thinking about your inspiration and your breathing. And okay, come on, you can resolve this. Take it easy. And for me, it's awesome.
Okay.
Because help is not only about only my body, but about my mind too.
So, well, you can ask me questions. You, as a teacher, can give me homework and then follow up and say, Frank, have you done your yoga exercises? And I can say, no, Miss Rosie, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. Speaking of which, you teach English in Sao Paulo in a state school. And of course, Maxime from Laval said quite rightly, he says, if you teach English, what are you doing here? Because everybody wants to improve their English. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll come to that in a minute. But you also speak Portuguese and teach Portuguese. And you've been doing both for quite some time. So, Rosie, how did you actually start teaching? Tell us the stories of the beginning.
My first experience, it was in 1994. I was just not teenager. I think I was 22 years old, and it was a great challenger experience because my English literature teacher invited me to teach in her school. But that time the school was a private school, and for me, oh my God, I've never had the experience teaching English or Portuguese. Come on, Rosie, you were a great student, so you can do this. And then I went to the school. I made a little interview with her secretary, and I started to teach in English in 1994 in this private school. But sometimes it was hard because the students were older than me. And all the time they tested me. I don't know if she knows the answer. But it was a great and nice experience to me because after that I started to teach in English and Portuguese. But I stopped. I worked 94 until 95, and then I stopped. And then I came back in 1999 and today. And I love my perfection.
Yeah, I think this is one of the memories that we will never forget, our very, very first lesson, when we don't actually know who is more nervous, the students or the teacher. And I remember I prepared myself 3 hours for a 90-minute lesson. And it was difficult, but
yes,
you know, yeah, but you know, it, we swing into it after a while, and yes, the fact when you have students who are older than you, that can be intimidating. But I am not ashamed to say this, because this is so far back in my career, but I think the worst thing that ever happened to me was I was working with a company contract, and the contact person between the company and myself, she was also in one of my classes. And one day in the morning, she said, "Oh, this is so boring." And I think that is the worst thing that can. There are two things which are really bad for a teacher: when you run out of material, or when somebody comes in your class and says, "This is really boring." It was sort of like the earth should open up beneath me and swallow me up. Yeah. Do you have any? Do you have any stories like that? A horror story from your teaching experience? You think, ooh. Just between you and me. Nobody else will hear this, huh? But maybe.
Yes, Frank, my God. I remember like today, his name, I think it was Anderson. I don't know. He's older than me, and he worked in a big company. He was an engineer, and he could speak in English, you know, and me, not so good than like him. And all the time, I remember one day he asked me, I was explaining some subject, and he asked me, "Teacher Jose, what's the meaning of, I don't remember the exact word, you know, but it was a question that I didn't know." And he did this, he asked me, only to see, you don't know the answer. I know you weren't a teacher, you were a student. And I breathe, I take a long breath, and Anderson, next class, I will bring you the answer, okay? I know that he only was testing me, you know? And it was very, because I think 35 students. Oh my God. And I was so nervous. Oh my God, what I am doing here.
Yep. This, of course, the image is that teachers should know everything all the time, instantly. Yeah?
Before that, I always prepare my classes and I research all the words, I research all the situation. If you understand, ask me about this, I will know answer him.
Yeah, but then the teacher will say, well, let's just move, the student will just say, let's move one step to one side and test the teacher. Those were the first steps in teaching, and I think we should all share our horror stories. But now you teach in a state school in Sao Paulo. Tell us something about your class that you teach. How many students do you have? What sort of people are they? How motivated are they? Just tell us about your class.
I teach in a public school here in São Paulo. And then I have 87 students. When I am working, when I am teaching, then it's very nice. Because when I prepare my class, I prepare videos, I prepare activities, I prepare games, and then I explain them the subject, but not me. Explain them, okay, let's go to do exercise. No, I put them to research this about the subject too, and then they can discuss about the subject together. And I put them in a, not sometimes in a circle, sometimes in a square, and they can discuss about the subject, and it's very interesting. And then here in Brazil, when you are an English teacher in a public school, sometimes the people says, oh, public school student can't learn English in a public school, but it's not true, because depends of the teacher, you know. It's a hard job, I know, but I always try that my students learn something with me. And last month, I was so proud of them, because we prepared a presentation about some series, and it was great. I went in a big theater in São Paulo with them, and then they played two episodes from New Head Method, and it was great. They spoke in English, they represent in English, and it's just so nice. Mm. And I think the most important is, teacher, so thanks so much, because I've never speak in English, for example, good morning, how are you? Today I'm not feeling well. And now they are talking English, not a big conversation, but some dialogues and some episodes too. Mm-hmm. You know.
So,
and I have the video record.
Yeah. So you try and make it as practical and as fun as is possible. How old are these children that you work with?
They are teenagers. They are 15, 16 until 18 years old.
Okay, not the easiest of age to teach. How do you keep them motivated, and how do you keep them interested in the subject?
Yes, I teach them to meditate too. Mm-hmm. Not teach, but because this school that I work is a school in a periphery area.
Okay, so it's not in the center of Sao Paulo, it's on the outside of Sao Paulo, yeah?
Yes, yes. Mm. And sometimes they don't believe in themselves, you know? Mm-hmm. And I always, no, come on, you can speak English, you can do a lot of you want. Mm. And to do things, you need to believe in yourself, right? Because I have some students, oh, teacher, I don't know nothing. I am not a smart person. Mm. Oh, come on, Victor, you are great. You can learn English, you can learn Portuguese, you can learn history, you can learn what you want, whatever you want. Mm. But for this, you need to believe in yourself. And I take some games with them. Mm. I gave them oral test too. Mm. And they study English, they can improve the learning, and it's not easy, but I try, and I get nice results with them. Mm-hmm. And I'm so proud of them, because I started to work in this school this year. And when I started on February, they didn't speak nothing. Mm-hmm. Good morning. And now they are speaking, they are doing some dialogues, they are represent some situation in English. Mm. And I'm so proud of them. Mm. and and because I teach English and Portuguese for them. So they have classes with me every day. So I must make our class not only fun, but nice. And then in this school we have, do you know when you have, for example, 15 teachers and you need to choose one to talk about your life, about your professional life, about your academic life, and about your personal life. So when you choose one teacher, I think if you choose this teacher because you like the teacher, and oh, teacher, come on, can you help me? I don't know what I want to be. If I will be an engineer, if I will be a teacher, if I will be a mechanic, can you help me with this? Or sometimes, teacher, I can't learn geography. Come on, teacher, talk to Nea, teacher, to help me, and about the personal life too. So I think I'm not only a teacher, I'm a psychologist too.
Yes, you are a teacher, a psychologist, a parent, a nanny. You are many, many different people in the one person. It's not easy sometimes. Okay, so on Friday I was talking with Isma, and we were going through the scenario of how it would be for me if I lived in Brazil. I would move from France to Brazil, and how would it be? So I'm going to play this game a little bit again. And imagine that I am a little boy, a young little boy, and I'm going to go to school. I'm going to go to your school. And how old would I have to be to start school? And how does the school evolve from the first year to the last year?
They start the school. Here in Brazil, you have, for example, you can go to school to learn how to write, and with 7 years old, right? Mm-hmm. But before that, you can go to school too, and you can learn how to write your name. You have plays during the day, but go to school and learn about a lot of subjects, history, geography, Portuguese, with 7 years old. And you have public school, you have a private school too. But to study in a private school here in Brazil is very expensive, you know. So because this, the majority of the family put their children in a public school, because you don't need to pay when you put your children in a public school. But depends of the public school, because the governance is the same, but each school has a manager. So depends of the public school,
So I start at the wonderful age of 7. And how long, how many years do I go to school for until I graduate from high school?
Around 9 years. Around 9 years, I think so, you know. Okay. Because high school you have first, second, and third grade, and more 5 years. So 9 years to go to the university.
I think you just said this because I remember this from my days in Australia. The school year actually started in January. Is that the same with you in Brazil, that the school year starts in January and finishes in December, so that the summer holidays are December, January?
Okay. Here in Brazil, when you study in a public school, The classes start on February, usually after Carnival. But if you study in a private school, the classes start on January.
Okay. And what time do I have to get up in the morning to go to school? So when does school start during the day and when does it finish? Do I have time to play with my friends in the kick a soccer ball around in the afternoon, or am I there from morning until night?
Depends of the school. For example, now we have a project to study 9 hours. some school, the students start to study 7 o'clock a.m. until 4 o'clock p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's a long time, but it's very interesting because they learn not only about Portuguese, English. They learn about robotics. They learn about project life. They learn about technology. What I want to be when I am
an adult.
About my profession, you know, but my school has two periods. The students start 7 o'clock until 2. And then on my time, the students start 2 o'clock until 9:30 p.m.
So I could actually find myself going to school in the evening when it's dark outside, yeah?
Yes.
Wow, that's different. Okay.
Yes.
Do I get anything to eat at the school? Do I get lunch or dinner there, or does that have to be provided by my parents if I go there? Or
no, in a public school you have food, not lunch. You have food. You have lunch and dinner,
mm-hmm.
and coffee break too. The students start 7 o'clock. They have coffee and then they have lunch. And the student that starts to study afternoon and at night, they have coffee afternoon and dinner too. So the government sends food to schools, you know. They have meal.
Tell me about the resources that you have as a teacher. Do you have everything you need, or is it, do you sometimes think, oh, I could do with this or I could do with this, I would like to have this?
Ah, yes. For example, at my school, thanks God, I have research. I have TV, I have video room, I have technology. So I have this. But some schools don't have recourse. But thanks God, I have research to work.
One of the problems that we have here in Europe is, first of all, that teachers are not that well respected anymore, and they have to fight much harder to gain the respect. And secondly, there is now an enormous amount of bureaucracy involved in keeping student records and keeping lesson records and things like that. What's it like in Brazil? Do you have similar problems, or is it less complicated?
Depends of the school too, you know. For example, in my school, the manager is so nice. She tries to keep keep contact with the student's family,
mm-hmm.
and every not every month, but every bimester, we have meeting with their parents, and we talk to them, and we try to. I confess, mm-hmm. it's a hard job to teach in a periphery schools, but depends of the school, depends of the manager, depends of the family too. For example, mm-hmm. I have a student, he unfortunately uses drugs.
Yeah.
And it's, but he's a nice person, but unfortunately he uses drug, and he doesn't have He doesn't have family. He has only his mother, but his mother works so hard. She doesn't have time for him. And he's very young. He is only 7 years old. And we have a lot of problems too with our students, with their families. But we try to teach them and to keep them at the school, because if the students are in the school, they can learn about a lot of subjects and about the life, about how to be a good person, you know.
Okay. Are you optimistic about the future of education in Brazil? Do you think things are moving in the right direction? There will always be problems, there will always be difficulties, but do you think that Brazil is educating its future generations in a good way?
I don't know, because the problem isn't only the education, you know, the problem is teacher, student, manager, family. So some student doesn't want to study, but okay, if my student doesn't want to study, I need to involve them with the school, you know. But I believe in a group, family, manager, teacher, students, if everybody work together and okay, what can we do to our student learning, to our student to have a profession, to be happy, what we can do if you work together, family, manager, teacher and student, I believe we can have a good education here in Brazil.
So everybody has to talk to each other and come to a solution if there is a problem. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So now going back to coming to the end of our conversation, coming back to my little game that I'm going to go to Brazil, and I'm a young boy. Maybe I'm 10 or 11 years old, and my parents have taken me to Brazil, and I need to learn Portuguese. And and I am the lucky person that I'm going to be your new student in your Portuguese class. Yeah, a 10-year-old version of me. And of course, everybody else in my class speaks Portuguese. I don't. What am I going to, how can you help me?
Okay, class, this is Frank. He's our new student. We need to help him to learn Portuguese. And how do you do this? Okay, let's go. Every day you have some subject to learn. And this subject is very interesting because every student help each other, you know. Oh, okay, tomorrow you have class with Rosi about, for example, some expressions, you know, when you say something in Portuguese or in English, the meaning can have both meanings, and depends of the situation will be a meaning, you know. And oh, come on, how can I understand this? Okay, and me and the students show you, for example, Frank is a lion person, you know? So like, no teacher, he's not, he isn't a lion, he's a man, he's a boy, he isn't an animal. Okay, but what's the meaning of the word lion? How the lion is? Oh, teacher, lion is brave, lion is the king of the hell. So all the students learn together and help each other.
Okay.
You know?
Okay, so I look forward to learning Portuguese with you, Rosie. Maybe we can start with the first word. What is good morning in Portuguese? Because I honestly don't know.
Bom dia.
Bom dia.
Bom dia. Bom dia.
Bom dia.
Yes.
Bom dia. Okay. Well, okay.
Yeah. Excellent pronunciation.
do I get a gold star, teacher?
Okay.
Okay, Rosie, thank you very much. I know it's a holiday and your coffee should be ready and you need to have a great day with your family on the beach today while we are shivering in northern France. Thank you for telling us a little bit about Brazilian education and your own teaching experiences. And we can maybe continue this conversation at some point later.